True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right. We're talking about some of the NFL narratives that are out there as we kick off tomorrow. Some come to fruition, many do not. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times they're based on stupid things like Dallas losing one player on defense, and you've pointed out how impactful Micah Parsons was, no question. But him losing Dallas losing him does not mean they're suddenly 3-14.
No,
okay. And it's things like that that continue to happen. Like sure. The Steelers sign Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah,
are they really that much better, or are they kind of the same?
They're kind of the same. I mean, you look at Vegas. Vegas would tell you that most players really don't move the needle more than one game. Quarterbacks certainly can.
Well, Rodgers is a big name,
yes.
But he's old.
Yeah.
And they replace pretty much all their skill guys.
Yeah.
Well, and they were a playoff team last year. So you would think that they would be better.
Yeah.
Because they're still really good on defense. It's just like, I don't know. I just feel like Rodgers at this age isn't that much different than.
Well, he certainly didn't move the needle for the Jets. You know, it's.
Yeah, I mean, a little different franchise, but
well,
yes.
No, but the Jets were a very good team with a good defense and questionable offense. It kind of reminds me a lot of the Steelers. They're more well-run, but, I mean, to your point, like the Dallas Cowboys, I mean, last year was 7-10 and obviously a bunch of injuries, but before that, they were 12-5, 12-5, and 12-5. Like, the Cowboys don't fall off a cliff. If Dak Prescott is healthy with that offense, they're going to win games. So you're right. Like, are they a 12 or 13 win team and like a serious contender? No, I don't believe that. But people thinking that you're right. Like when Micah Parsons leave, or like a Tyreek Hill, right? If Tyreek Hill is on your team, that's not a 6-win difference. Very, very few players move the needle more than one single game.
And some of it is like Jerry Jones is a joke.
Yes.
So you think the franchise is a joke.
That's not true.
The franchise kind of is a joke, but the team is not. No. I mean, you got a new coach. You got Dak's healthy. I don't know. Steelers, they're another one. I feel like they're kind of the same, but maybe they'll prove me wrong. Here's another one. The Seahawks are a sleeper.
Mm-hmm.
Did they get that much better?
Well, see, this is an interesting one because I'll listen to both sides. I am high on Seattle, but I've been on high on Seattle. Every year they're a game away from making the playoffs. Like, I think how about this? The floor of the Seahawks.
Well, they were 10-7 last year.
Yeah, the floor of the Seahawks, and I think they needed the last game of the year. I think they needed the Rams to lose, and the Rams didn't lose. So the floor of the Seahawks is good. Like I had a buddy of mine that we were playing golf, and you ever meet one of these guys that'll take any bet? He bet $1,000 and gave my guy 6.5 over under on the Seahawks. And I was like, dude, that's just, you're just dumb.
Wait, he bet the over or the under?
My guy took the over. Like, he looked at me and he's like, that's a dumb bet. And I said, yes. Anyone that thinks Seattle, why would Seattle all of a sudden go from winning 9-10 games every year? Why would they all of a sudden go to being a 6-win team?
So this guy thought. Wait, I'm confused. Your buddy
took
said
the
Seahawks will be over 6.5, and the guy goes, no, $1,000 says they won't.
Yes.
Okay. So who is that guy? He just hates the Seahawks or something?
He's just one of these idiots that'll gamble on anything. He's just a degenerate.
Well, what's the, that's not even the over-under on the team. Like, why would you
Yeah, the over-under, I think, is 7.5 or 8. And he was so confident. He's like, Seattle's going to suck. And I'm like, why?
Bonehead.
And there's no reason for it. So this is why. Like, if you want to make it the argument that Seattle is going to be wonky, most of the time, if you replace your top two receivers and your quarterback and your offensive line hasn't been good in a number of years, that's usually not a great indicator. And you lose your tight end. So you lose your starting tight end, your two best receivers, and you replace your quarterback. That's usually not a recipe for success. And I totally understand that. The offensive line is going to be better. Gray Zabel being plugged in has looked really good. Both tackles, when healthy, are okay tackles. And cross your fingers that both of those guys are happy and healthy and that Cross has a bounce back year. Sam Darnold last year in Minnesota was every bit what Geno Smith was. You can make the argument that maybe he's a little bit better, maybe he's a little bit worse, but I think that's kind of a wash.
I think he's worse.
But... And then on... But is he that much worse?
No. No. But I think with a it all goes hand in hand. So I think Gray Zabel, a lot of people are high on him.
Yeah.
Nice move. Or nice pickup. Yes. Okay. But I was looking in, you like Pro Football Focus.
Yes.
Their offensive line ranking
it's terrible.
For Seattle is 30th.
Yes.
Dude, Sam Darnold behind a bad offensive line, that is real trouble.
Yes.
And so I feel like it goes hand in hand. Like if you're Seattle and you can protect the hell out of him and run the ball, we've seen he can be fine. Mm-hmm. I think Geno, as much as I bash on Geno because I just don't, Geno's not elite. Like he's just, I don't know. I just don't think you're ever going to win a Super Bowl with Geno Smith, right?
Sure.
I still think he's better than Sam Darnold because I think he has a higher, he can make more plays for you, mm-hmm. I think. Darnold is, I think, really going to be dependent on the O-line. And the O-line does not look good out of the gate. And then, oh, by the way, Cooper Kupp?
Yeah. Well, you know me and 30-year-old receivers.
So you lose your offensive coordinator, mm-hmm. you lose your quarterback, you lose your top two receivers and your tight end. Is that what mm-hmm. you said?
Yep.
And you replace them with Sam Darnold, Kubiak. They're very Kubiak dependent.
Yeah.
You know, I think this is another thing about these narratives. I often hear, and I don't know, I'm not saying one or the other. I just think it's interesting how people hear, oh, Clint Kubiak, he's going to come in and he's going to fix everything. Mm-hmm. Why do you think that? I know he's well thought of, yeah. but that...
He was in charge of the New Orleans offense last year that kind of stuck.
Well, but he had a nice start
He had a very nice start.
But it's just like, I don't understand that. I guess that's how the narrative started, and I don't really get where they come from, other than fans just talking themselves into, this is the reason... You have to find a reason somewhere why they're going to be good.
Sure.
So it's that Clint Kubiak, great hire. You don't know that. So you've got a real unknown at offensive coordinator. You've got an unknown at, with your quarterback, new receivers, tight end, and the offensive line is ranked 30th by Pro Football Focus, which is a pretty strong group that knows how to rank offensive lines.
Yeah.
Dude, I think they got worse. No, I like Mike McDonald. Yeah. I really do. Mike McDonald. I really do. I think he's a good coach. I don't really see where they were going with this on offense.
So, granted. Now, how do I say this? Again, you could say this is polishing the turd. Both of those receivers left because the Seahawks wanted them to leave. Same thing with Noah Fant, right? DK Metcalf was shipped out of town. Lockett needed to move on, and they got rid of Fant. So all of those left because Seattle decided that it was time to move on. Cooper Kupp is not what he once was, but, you know, Cooper Kupp is a guy that can still go out and be a decent veteran wide receiver. Jaxon Smith-Njigba, it needs to be the new number one, and they're very high on Torrey Horton. Obviously, at tight end, they feel good about who they have, and they drafted Elijah Arroyo, the kid out of Miami, which is why they let Noah Fant go. So they got Barner and Arroyo. The offensive line is one that I can't get over, other than the one thing that Kubiak is going to do with this scheme, and I think Mike McDonald is going to try to thread the needle. I think this is where the Kubiak positivity comes in. And he did this last year with New Orleans, and I think this is what they're going to try to do with Sam Darnold. They're going to try to protect him by being under center and running the ball. They are going to run, play action. And what Kubiak is going to do and what he did in New Orleans, to hide a bad offensive line is you muck it up behind a lot of play action, outside zone scheme run plays. Where they're going to struggle is when it's third and long. And that is something that you have to get out of. But Kubiak's system is going to be designed to mask some of those. And this is going to be a run first, pass second team. And they're going to rely on what I think is going to be a top five defense. I think this defense is going to be nasty. And I think that is there. He's basically, Mike McDonald is going to try to recreate a poor man's version of the Ravens. Where there went now, Grant, it is a poor, poor man's version because you don't have Lamar Jackson. But, you know, when you look at the Ravens, when McDonald was there, most of the time when under Lamar's success, they've been the number one rushing offense in the NFL. They are going to try to be a top five rushing team and then ask Sam Darnold to basically play off of that. And they're going to try win games with their defense and causing turnovers.
That's great.
That's
and
where
maybe,
they're going with
maybe
it.
They can do that. I like McDonald. I do like the style. And maybe that works out well. I mean, Kubiak's offense last year was 24th in the NFL.
Yes.
In scoring.
It was not,
like,
great.
It was not great.
It started out gangbusters, so, but herein lies the problem. Like, a lot of his stuff in New Orleans, and we talked about this at the start of the year, I could not figure out. He was running 2- and 3-man routes. When you run all this play action, muck up the line to kind of protect your own line, it's great at first, but teams eventually figure it out. And they're like, dude, you're not trying to run on us. You're just trying to get us to suck up. And the New Orleans offense fell apart. And this is where Sam Darnold has, if Sam Darnold is the version we saw last year in Minnesota, which again is asking
well, he
a lot.
Had a good, year until, until he played good teams at the end of the year that blitzed the crap out of him and he sucked.
Which is going to be, again, why you're going to try to run the ball and stay out of those situations. If Sam Darnold is the Sam Darnold he was last year in Minnesota and they can protect him, Seattle is going to win 11 games and be a playoff team. But yes, with Sam Darnold in this old line, there is a ceiling on where this team is going. And that ceiling is probably a first round, maybe a wild card win, but they are not going to beat elite teams with this O-line and that quarterback.
Well, that's so we're kind of, we've come full circle in that we're kind of saying the same things.
I just think they're a playoff team.
Well, they were 10-7 last year. Yes. They were pretty good.
And I think
so what all I'm saying is they're pretty much the same, if not a little worse on paper. So why all this talk of Seattle being the sleeper?
I disagree.
Well, this is the narratives that
I'll push back on that too.
Is what we're trying to talk about here. Is and so I don't really get where that narrative comes from. That does not mean Seattle won't be good. I think they'll be really competitive because I think Mike McDonald is good. But everything you just laid out, teams don't just let you win the way you want to win.
No.
You have to be multiple. Yeah. You have to win in a lot of different ways. And I just don't. Sam Darnold does not do that.
No.
That's where he got exposed, and that's why Minnesota let him go.
It's one dimensional. And so you're right in that. I always say like vibes, right? Seattle has a lot of really good vibes right now coming out of camp, right? And I think when you get good vibes, UW has this too, right? The Huskies.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's amazing what some good press and some positivity and like it's just in general, like you get a couple breakout stars like in camp and all of a sudden things start like Gray Zabel and Torrey Horton, right? Zabel was their first round pick and Horton, I think, was their fifth round pick. And you put Zabel in there and all of a sudden it's like, oh my God, dude, this kid looks really, really good. And you're like, hey, you know, Charles Cross in this system, Cross is having a bounce back year. And then, oh, look at this. Torrey Horton came out of nowhere. We think that he was coming off an ACL injury. Dude, this guy's going to be our second best receiver. So you start getting some positive vibes out of camp. And I think those good vibes lead people to kind of maybe overestimate where the team can go. Good vibes can kind of fool people and Seattle, you can talk yourself into some things.
Well, Seattle is one of the worst offenders of this.
Yeah.
In my observation, because I think a lot of, because the Blazers get this a lot too.
Yeah.
A lot of this, that stuff comes from homer broadcasters who are biased and team announced people paid by the team.
Yeah.
So naturally, that's what they do is they stir up excitement. That's their whole job.
Yeah.
And I feel like Seattle, more so than a lot of markets, has a lot of that. Mm-hmm. There is a lot of rah-rah up there. Yes.
And to your point, I'm telling you, as I follow a lot of this stuff closely, the vibes coming out of the Huskies and the Seahawks camp.
It's the same idea.
It's the same idea. It is.
And they're both good.
And they're both good, but I do think that both fan bases and sometimes the public can take that and they can run with it. And hey, what could be a good team, maybe it could be a special team. And where I will agree with you is I think both of those teams have a ceiling on where they're going. And that ceiling is maybe lower than, significantly lower than well, what some fans want to buy into.
And that's, and it's fine for fans to think big, but that's kind of why I've always disliked homer broadcasters and kind of the bullsh.
But sports. I really like the Seattle defense.
Should be good. Better be good.
I think this Seahawk defense is about to really bully some people. It is going to be, I think, one of the better units in the NFL.
All right, one other team challenging the NFL narratives. There's one other big, this is probably the biggest narrative out there, because every year there's one team that a lot of people are out there saying, ooh, watch out.
Yeah. A lot of people saying.
Well, this team, will they take a big leap? We'll get to that next on The Fan.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.